But how many Christians over the centuries have longed to meet Jesus for themselves through the neutral medium of a camera, or better yet, face to face? And how many would have believed that ours would be the first generation for which such a meeting would be possible? But that is precisely what has happened. Each of we, 12,000, was assigned a single day of the short life of Jesus, a day which we would observe with WormCam technology, in real time from midnight to midnight. In this way, a first draft, true biography of Jesus could rapidly be compiled. This visual biography and attached reports are no more than a first draft, a simple observation, a laying out of the events of Jesus' tragically brief life. There is much subsidiary research to be done. For example, even the identities of the 14 apostles, not 12, have yet to be determined, and the fate of his brothers, sisters, wife, and child are known only sketchily. Then will come the mapping of the blunt events of the central human story against the various accounts, canonical and apocryphal, which survived to tell us of Jesus and his ministry. And then, of course, the true debate will begin, a debate into the meaning of Jesus and his ministry, a debate which may last as long as the human race itself. This first encounter has not been easy, but already the clear light of Galilee has burned away many falsehoods. David lay in his couch and tested its systems, the VR apparatus itself, the nursing agents which would manage the intravenous feeds and catheters, turn his abandoned body to reduce the risk of bed sores, even clean him if he desired, as if he were a coma victim. Bobby sat before him, in this quiet, darkened room, his face shining in complex, soft-screen light. David felt absurd amid all this gear, like an astronaut preparing for launch, but that day of long ago, embedded in time like an insect in amber, unchanging and brilliant, was waiting for his inspection, and he submitted. David lifted the mind's eye headset and settled it over his head. He felt the familiar, squirming texture as the headset wrapped itself tightly around his temples. He fought panic. To think that people subjected themselves to this for mere entertainment! And light burst over him, hard and brilliant. He was born in Nazareth, a small and prosperous Galilean hill town. The birth was routine for the time. He was indeed born to a Mary who had been a virgin, a temple virgin. As his contemporaries knew him, Jesus Christ was the illegitimate son of a Roman legionary, an Illyrian called Pantera. It was a relationship based on love, not coercion, even though Mary had been betrothed at the time to Joseph, a prosperous master builder and widower. But Pantera was transferred from the district when Mary's pregnancy became known. It is to Joseph's credit that he took in Mary and raised the boy as his own. Nevertheless, Jesus was not ashamed of his origin and would later style himself Yeshu ben Pantera, that is, Jesus, son of Pantera. That is the sum of the historical facts of Jesus' birth. Any deeper mystery lies beyond the reach of any WormCam. There was no census, no trek to Bethlehem, no stable, no manger, no cattle, no wise men, no shepherds, no star. All of that devised by the evangelists to show how this boy child was a fulfillment of prophecy was no more than an invention. The WormCam is stripping away many of our illusions about ourselves and our past. There are those who argue that the WormCam is a mass therapy tool which is enabling us to become more sane as a species. Perhaps, but it is a hard heart which does not mourn the debunking of the Christmas story. He was standing on a beach. He could feel the heat like a heavy, moist blanket, and sweat prickled on his forehead.
This is the end of Side 1. This program is continued on Side 2 of this cassette.